The governor says he's one of just three U.S. governors to be invited to the climate change summit. He says making the trip gives Wisconsin a chance to be viewed as one of the states leading the way on trying to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and create so-called green jobs.
It also allows me to have input to make sure that as the United States and the world community moves forward on how to reduce greenhouse gases, that they do it in a way that really supports a manufacturing base in Wisconsin. And so I think it's going to be important that I be there, and I think it's a great opportunity for Wisconsin to really show off what we've done.
Doyle acknowledges he'll be out of the state as he's hoping the Wisconsin legislature will take up bills changing the governance of the Milwaukee public schools. State Republican Party Executive Director Mark Jefferson has a long list of concerns about Doyle going to Denmark.
I mean, we've got budget shortfalls here in Wisconsin. We've got structural deficits. We've got jobs leaving our state. And I don't know what's served by the governor going off on the taxpayer dime.
Jefferson says he doesn't like that Doyle supports some provisions of a proposed cap-and-trade system to control carbon dioxide emissions. Republican Congressman James Sensenbrenner of suburban Milwaukee also plans to be in Copenhagen. Sensenbrenner said this week that he plans to tell world leaders that no new climate change laws will be passed in the United States until the end of what he calls scientific fascism. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.